Blog Talk Radio.
Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm so blessed to welcome all of you to yet another edition of Daughters of Naomi for this Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. Now, on tonight, I will be joined by by the phenomenal sisterhood of Spirit Alive in the persons of Minister Tina Brown and Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah. And also joining us on tonight, we have the mothers from the Good Shepherd in Oakland, California, in the persons of Mother Givens and our very own Mother Maxie, hallelujah. So what I'm going to ask at this time is if Minister Tina Brown would please, hallelujah, open us with the word of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this evening, just thanking you for another day you've given us to be here to worship with you and to have Bible study with you and to have words of wisdom from your daughters of Naomi, Heavenly Father. We're just so thankful that those who are here listening, that they receive a message of wisdom, that they may feel that they want to come to you in the pardon of their sin if they don't already know you, Heavenly Father. And we're just so thankful to be able to be here together today to share your word and the wisdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my beautiful sister. Listen, our program for this evening is entitled Sense and Sensibility. And it's a program that culminated from teachings that all of my phenomenal sisters have recently shared. Now, even though I knew what the topic for tonight's program was going to be a month in advance. But you see, that's what I love about my sisters here. We just seem to work in concert with the Holy Spirit and with one another. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just want to praise God that on Monday, April 1st, Prophetess Latanya took to the streets to tell the world that God's house is out of order, and that it is. And then on the 3rd, Wednesday, August the 3rd, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah, she followed that up and taught us about living our will versus God's will. And if that wasn't enough, on Thursday, August the 4th, Apostle J. Leon's teaching entitled Train Them Up addressed how New Age parents are not teaching from God's word, but they are parenting out of a lack of wisdom and knowledge for themselves. They're parenting out of guilt, popular beliefs, and worldly ideologies. And just this past Monday, Pastor Vanessa, along with her husband, Bishop Lester, wanted us to really understand that we, the people of God, are the church. So, in listening to all of these great teachings over the past week and a half, this can be said. God's house is out of order because too many Christians are living their will instead of according to God's will. But teaching must begin early. Children must be carefully taught. And we have to be the ones that train them up, because they shouldn't be as old as Caleb in the Bible before they come to the understanding that we, God's people, are the church. Hallelujah. Now, I'm pretty positive that my sisters will testify that the heavens have heard many prayers that can range from Oy vey, Dios mío, to Lord or Lord Jesus, from homes around the globe, from parents and guardians that are praying for their children to get some sense. Now, many of us often bless our children's spirit with wisdom and discernment, and we may even talk to them about being wise and discerning. But with so many in our younger generations being so self-absorbed and feeling so entitled, I think we just need to stop and ask ourselves, are we truly teaching our children and others how to become and to remain sensitive to the will and the ways of God and to others? Are we teaching the good news in a way that will cause others to grow in wisdom. You see, the Cambridge English Dictionary defines wisdom as follows. It's as the ability to use your knowledge and experience to make good decisions and judgments. Now, synonyms of wisdom include sageness, insight, acuity, common sense, foresight, clear-sightedness, judgment, and discernment. Discernment is defined as the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. It's an act of perceiving something, an ability to judge well. The definition also stresses accuracy, as in the ability to see the truth. To be spiritually discerning means to have wisdom and the ability to tell the difference between truth and error. Now, the Bible, especially in Proverbs, but also in other places, has a lot to say about wisdom. It even personifies wisdom in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33, by telling us that wisdom is someone we need to get to know. Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, the Bible talks about Jesus being wisdom from God in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. And that the more we get to know Jesus, the more wisdom we will have. Now, unfortunately, just gaining knowledge and applying reason to knowledge to solve problems doesn't always work, okay? And just as Solomon did, we must ask God for spiritual wisdom, as it is a gift from him. Solomon could have asked for anything, but he knew that having godly wisdom would be all he needed. Spiritual wisdom works hand in hand with the gifts of knowledge and discernment, as God shows us what to do with both. Knowledge is when God reveals the truth. Discernment allows us to understand the spiritual implications behind what someone has shared to be true or false. The difference between spiritual wisdom and just plain old wisdom is that there is the wisdom of the world, which is plain old wisdom, and the wisdom of the Word. Hallelujah. The Word of God gives us wisdom that comes from his Holy Spirit. Because we need to remember, the Word of God is the living Word. And always, always explain this to your children and to new converts that the Bible is the living Word and it is the only thing that will last forever. So, who will teach our children wisdom? Who will teach them about the Word of God and things like truth, purity, integrity, morality, and honesty? Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's our job, brother dads and sister moms. You see, this is the job of every parent or guardian, because this task is far too important to leave to the likes of Siri, Alexa, Google, or social media. Now, as I've said, knowledge is the accumulation of facts. And yes, we need an education to advance in this world. But Proverbs 24 and 3 says, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And Proverbs 22 and 6 declares, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You see, saints of God, we are to raise our children in the ways of God's wisdom. Why? Because knowledge isn't enough. We are involved in a spiritual battle, and our children are right in the middle of it. You know, as our culture is in conflict with the ways of God and the Word of God, so we have to be their protectors. See, there is no room for passive parents and guardians in this generation right here. And I'm talking about those parents and guardians who don't want to confront the real issues. You know, they'd rather stick their head in the sand and hope and pray they get the answer from those before mentioned mediums. I'm talking about those parents who aren't involved, who don't discipline. You know, they want to be their child's best friend instead of their protector. See, we must commit to being parents and guardians who make a difference by imparting wisdom into the lives of our children. You see, wisdom is the practical and spiritual application of knowledge. We train up our children in wisdom by teaching them how to apply the facts to life and to work. Now, this does not mean that we have to be drill sergeants running around barking orders. Rather, it means we have to be actively involved in our relationships with our children and with others, and there must be rules and rewards. Now, listen, I'm not saying that we shouldn't discipline our children. We should establish firm, age-appropriate guidelines for our children. You see, correction and consequences are a part of parenting. However, we must be very careful not to break our child's spirit by constantly finding fault, nagging, and criticizing. When it comes to discipline, we are to be reasonable, right, respectful, and most importantly, we must be real. So quite simply, having sense and sensibility is about having wisdom, discernment, and sound judgment. In Proverbs 8:5, most translations use prudence, while others say discretion. A select few say common sense. So, wisdom can be thought of as a combination of knowledge, discretion, and sound judgment. Proverbs 8:12-14 declares, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. So, as you can see from this passage, wisdom is knowing what to do. Discretion is knowing when or where to do it. Proverbs 7:7, then you can see it again in Proverbs 24:30, says it like this. Being foolish is having no common sense or being void of understanding. It means having no wisdom or being void of understanding, as the King James Version puts it. The book of Proverbs proclaims the benefits of gaining wisdom and also shows the negative aspects of being foolish. Proverbs 13-14 says, blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. Now, why do you suppose that is? Well, it's because wisdom allows us to see life the way God does. When we seek God's perspective, we can make decisions based upon their eternal, hear me clearly, eternal significance rather than our own selfish interest. When we choose to make decisions based on that kind of wisdom, we are exercising sense and sensibility, because we are always going to be sensitive to the things and the will of God and to one another. Verse 14 tells us that wisdom is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. What we need to understand, and we need to teach our children, and we need to teach new converts, is that the desire for instant gratification is the enemy of sense and sensibility. You see, many people have become ensnared in trouble and heartache all because they rejected good and wise counsel, they rejected the wise path, and sought instead immediate satisfaction. They were more concerned with their own selfish gratification. And you know what? Many kids are hassled and provoked because their parents or their guardians worry more about, they worry about things that don't really matter all that much in light of eternity. No, some parents are more interested in pushing their kids to the top of the success ladder at school, or, you know, they want them to be the best athlete or the best dancer or singer, rather than seeing them grow spiritually. We should never push our children to succeed because of our own failures, nor should we use our children to compete against other people. We should never be more concerned about what our children are doing more than we are the spiritual character or the who our children are becoming. Wisdom is often developed by learning from consequences or poor choices, because the school of hard knocks has educated and is educating many. Everyone makes bad decisions at some point. However, it is what we learn from those negative experiences that dictates whether we're going to walk in wisdom or foolishness. Parents and guardians, hear me. Your children are looking to you to be the example. All the limits or activities in the world will not amount to anything but a big fat zero without your participation, your guidance, your protection, and your overall leadership. We must set an example for our children through our personal habits, through our spiritual life, through our work ethics, through our service to others, and a whole bunch of other things. Because leading with God's wisdom, having God's sense and sensibility, is what will make an eternal difference in the lives of our children. And we do this by talking about our faith and by sharing the love of God in our day-to-day life. Let me tell you something about the young people of today and the lost. They can spot a phony from miles away. And they do not care if that phony happens to be their parent, their guardian, their best friend. Oh, they can spot it. They will know if we're simply saying something or if we believe what we say. I keep telling people, people will never believe what you say until they can see what you say being lived out in you. Now, I'm not saying we should be afraid to admit our mistakes and ask for God's help in front of our children or even in front of new converts. In fact, some of the most powerful words that our children or new converts may ever hear us say are, "I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me." Why? Because we live in a cynical and judgmental world. And because of that, we need to be extra careful to teach our children and all new converts what grace and forgiveness really means. We should also speak words of promise into their lives. We should be quick to share the promises of God. Because by doing that, we will help not only our children, but new converts to understand and rise to their place in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. When we're talking to our children, we can tell them, you are a promise from God. You have amazing potential. You are a gift from God. We should never stop telling our children that we love them. And just as we encourage our children, we should encourage new converts. We should be telling them, you are a gift from God. You have amazing potential. You have value and worth. And you should never stop loving them. But now as a parent or guardian, I want you to know that blessing your child is one of the most important callings that you will ever have. For all you parents and guardians out there in radio land, this week I want you to take some time, and I mean this week, like today, to start studying and really getting to know your child. Some of you need to just sit down and look into your child's eyes and truly seek your child's heart. And please, 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 don't let the years and the months and everything go by without speaking blessings over your children. Let me just share a little bit of my personal testimony. I'm going to keep it really real for you. I'm going to tell you right now. My parents never read not one book on how to parent their children but the Bible. And I don't think that they ever attended not one seminar on child rearing, but I am here to testify today that they still made an incredible difference in my life and in the lives of my two brothers, okay? And how did they do that? They did it, beloved, because, see, they didn't just tell us what they believed. They showed us what they believed every day. One of the big responsibilities in training up our children or training up a new convert is to prepare them for a life in Christ and then to protect them in the midst of life. I just want to just really, really get this, want you to get this down in your soul for you parents and guardians, though. Nothing matters more in this generation than your child or your children's personal salvation and security in Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all. Point blank, period. And we need to remember that a wise person learns from his or her mistakes. But a foolish person will keep repeating them. Now, I know some people seem born with a more level head, while others learn from experience. But either way, saints of God, making sure that our children operate with wisdom should be continually pursued in order to experience the best God has for us. Our children are watching us. So we need to be a model of virtue and purity. We need to be kind and be the kind of people that our children can trust and respect as their role model. You see, the Lord calls us all to be wise, prudent, and discerning. If we're going to walk in step with God, and if we are going to have the same mindset of God as God, we must walk in wisdom. Why? Because God is not foolish. God is the ultimate standard bearer of wisdom. When we walk in his ways, we can see that the Lord is our shield and he guards the course of the just and he protects the ways of his faithful ones. So when we speak to people about using wisdom, let's do it in a way that they understand exactly what we are asking them to do. We are asking them to be wise. We have to ensure that they, but we have to ensure that they understand what true wisdom means. Right now, the world is in dire need of people that display sense and sensibility. The world needs to see people who are always sensitive to the wills and the ways of God. And as Christians, we should be modeling this for people and leading them in the path of wisdom, discernment, and sound judgment, rather than all this foolishness that we've been witnessing in the body of Christ today. So, I really come in tonight to ask, are we truly teaching in a way that our children and our new converts can truly grow up in wisdom? As I have said, I have been joined by the mothers and some of the sisterhood of Spirit Alive. So on tonight, let us start with our mothers from Good Shepherd. We're going to start with our beloved Mother Mattie, and then we will go to Mother Givens. We are so blessed that she's in the house on tonight. Mother Mattie, Mother Mattie, let's begin with you.
Yes, good evening to everyone. Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening to all the Good evening to all the Spirit Alive family and the daughters of Naomi. Good evening to Mrs. Givens. I'm glad she's here too. Giving honor to my Heavenly Fathers, for they are the head of my life. I thank my Heavenly Fathers for all blessings, and thank God for you all. And I have to say, Bishop Cook, what you just taught us and told us is so true. The Bible do say, train that child up the way that child shall go, and as they get older, they will not depart from the gospel. And that, you know, that is so true. And I always lift up the young people, the children and the young adults and the teenagers, because a lot of young people have never been in the church. Some of them don't even know who God is. Some of them don't pray.
Amen.
They don't know how to pray. And somebody that's older have to teach. We have to teach our young people, because That's the foundation, home training in the home. And home training also starts with, you know, praying, knowing who the Lord is. You know, we our young people, I just pray for them. And I pray for lost souls that don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. I pray constantly that souls will be saved and the young people will be saved. I mean, you hear on the news, you see different things. You hear children killing their parents, parents killing their children. I mean, it's really sad. It's really sad, and it's scary.
Yes.
And jumping on their parents and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, I was raised old school. My mother told me that the Bible says respect the hoary head. I asked my mother, I said, what is the hoary head? She said, that's anybody older than you. You respect all your elders, and that's still with me today. I'm brought up old school, old fashioned, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
The old school is the best school. Best
Amen.
School. I was taught to call my elders Mr., Mrs., Ma'am, Sir, and that's still with me today. And
Amen.
The younger generation, they may call their elders by their first name. That was a no-no. I had to put the handle on it.
Yes, me
Mr.,
too.
Mrs. Yes, yeah, sir, ma'am. So, you know, the millennial generation, I really feel sorry for the younger generation. I just pray for
them.
Some people do say it's a lost generation, but I still say there's hope because there's power in prayer. It's power in prayer. And I constantly lift up the young people. I lift them up, like the homeless, the orphans, the widows, the elderly, the afflicted, the ones that are incarcerated behind prison state bars. I be praying for everybody, and I always pray for the children, too. So, I just lift up the young people, and some of them are so disrespectful. I mean, some of them talk to the elders so bad. I mean, So home training, it starts in the home, and everything
you
say, cook. It's so true. And the young people, they see the older people in church, see how they act, and they don't want to come to church because some of the people in church act like hypocrites. So we have to teach the young people the best that we can. Even if we don't have children, we're responsible for the young people.
Yes,
if we see them doing wrong,
we have to
intervene. If we see them doing wrong, we have to intervene. We have to do that. So I just pray for the
That's
for the
beautiful.
Young people. It's, and I thank people that like Mother Mitchell, people that have been foster moms and foster dads and adopted children
ma'am.
And stuff, you know, taking children in their home that don't know what love is. They don't, their mom or dad don't love them. Some of them may not even know who their mom and dad is, but they have a home where somebody loved them, like Mother Mitchell. You know, you embrace
them, ma'am.
You know, you in your home and teach them different things. And foundation is the foundation is prayer. It's prayer and home training. So I just pray for the young people. I really do. I just pray for the young people. It's just so sad, but I commend you, Bishop Cook, and Spirit Alive Family. And the daughters of Naomi, and all of you, even when Reverend Scott preached, I commend all of you for the work that you do. You're so dedicated, Mrs. Scott. You know, God bless all of you, Bishop Cook. I mean, Mother Mitchell, Apostle Zeta, all of you. I tell you, you do a wonderful
God
job,
bless you,
and
ma'am.
I enjoy.
Amen.
God
We're glad to
all.
Have you. Mother Gibbons, hallelujah, thank you. Yes.
Good evening, Bishop Cook, to all who's listening to what I may have to say. We not only need to speak to the children, we need to speak to the parents. And there are so many single parents, and even though some of them are not single, that are not doing the right thing by their children. I know when my mother, I lost my father when I was only, well, I lost my father when I was a baby, but I lost my stepfather when I was 12. So my mother was the father and the mother, and she taught my brother and me very well. And I've never forgotten her teachings. And I tried to, I lost my children, as you know, but I tried to instill in them the right thing, you know. And times like these are so hard for all of us. We need to have more God in us than we do. And I just thank you for the beautiful topic that you chose tonight and all the beautiful words you had to say. And I'd like to thank prayers. I recently lost a very close cousin, and it has really gotten to me. It was very unexpected. So I just ask your prayers, and I love all of you, and I want to thank you for allowing me to say these few words. God bless each and all of you.
God bless you, Mother Given.
God bless you, too.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just stop everything right now as your daughters, and we come together, Lord God, lifting up one who is precious to us, Mother Given.
Thank you,
Lord God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak comfort not only to her, but to Apostle Zeta, who has also just very recently lost two loved ones. Lord God, we know that you are a way maker. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the comforter. Your Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, is the comforter.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we just pray that you comfort both of these mighty women of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you would just take them up under your pinion, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Just minister to their mind, their very spirit, their very souls. Hallelujah. And Lord, stand up in them so they will continue to minister.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we
Jesus.
Know that you will use these women of God to minister to your people even as they are hurting. So, Lord God, we just thank you for their beautiful example of your love.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord God, for your example of their sacrifice. We thank you, Father God, for all who are hurting right now due to the loss of loved ones, family, and friends. Lord God, we know you said all they have to do is look to the hills from which cometh their help.
Thank you.
That's right.
So, Lord God, I just pray that you just hold on to them, hug on them, love on them. Hallelujah. In this time, strengthen them. Provide for them, Father God. And all those who, all the daughters who are present tonight, whatever the need is, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless them. Press down, shake it together until running over, Father God, because they are, Lord God, being obedient to your word. They came out on tonight, Lord God, in spite of saying hallelujah anyhow. We want to share some wisdom. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so that somebody that doesn't know you
thank
in the pardon of their sin, so that somebody that has fallen away from you, Lord, will return.
Jesus.
Bless
thank
them,
you,
oh God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Reward
thank
them
you,
for
Jesus.
Their obedience.
In
the name of Jesus, we do pray it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
All right,
amen.
Minister Tina, come on in the room with your words of wisdom on wisdom. Hallelujah.
Ooh, that
was
beautiful.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you so much. Pardon me. Let me get a drink of water. My apologies. Thank you so much for your teaching on the words of wisdom and teaching about how we need to teach the children. The parents need to be led as well through the Bible and through their efforts of staying close to God. But the children mirror everything that they see and hear from when they're very small. So if we mirror the goodness and the wisdom that we've learned from God through the word, and teaching them how to pray and follow the routines of praying with a meal, how important it is to pray for our meal and for others, and how we're so thankful to be able to see another day and that not everybody woke up today, and just teaching them to love one another, to be kind to one another. There's so much for us to do in the eyes of our children. They see and hear everything, even though we may not think that they do, but they do.
and they mimic everything that we do when we're not around. So if arguing or fussing or fighting, we're gossiping, or if we're doing things that are not Christ-like, they're going to do it when they're not our friends too. But if we're teaching them what was taught to us through the wisdom that we know by staying close to the word and teaching them every day something positive, being positive to them, not taking our stress out on them, not telling them our adult problems.
That's right.
Not
Come
giving
on now.
Them the stress of our burdens that we have, because we are to be the example by going to God and not expressing in front of the children our troubles.
The children
will follow suit if we show them the way. But if we're not following our path, they're not going to follow it either.
Amen. That's right, sis.
That's right.
You teaching up in here, girl.
Amen.
That's just
Amen.
All I see. I see my grandkids. They do the same thing. So I just know that whatever we do and say, if it's not of love and if it's not good, then they're going to turn around and do the same thing. So
That's
I
right.
feel
That's
that
it.
It's our responsibility as parents or you know, guardians or what have you, teen, and keep everything in God's way. You know, whatever God's will is, whatever he wants us to do, we should be doing that and teaching that to our children.
That's
what we should be doing every day. And making sure that they're not mimicking anything that's not of God, anything that's not good.
That's right.
They need to see us doing good, and then they'll do good. But if they see us doing things that are not Christ-like, then they're not going to be Christ-like.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. That's what I'm saying. We share some wisdom on wisdom up in here tonight. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta Flowers, come on. You might be last, one of the last, but never least. Come on up in this room now.
Thank you. I don't mind being last. Praise God. Glory to God. Well, this
Praise
is a beautiful teaching. The women of Naomi. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and we know particularly Ruth was that one, hallelujah, that stuck by her mother-in-law. Praise God. And that's such a beautiful, beautiful, true story. And I like the way she paid attention to the instructions from her mother-in-law. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
And how it was so fulfilling because she paid attention to what she was being taught, because she was younger. And just like the two mothers that spoke earlier were saying that, you know, that's our job is, you know, when we are older, to teach the younger women. And in spite of it being her being married to her son, she was teaching her what was right for her and concerned about her future. So I think that was, you know, just such a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I also took stock of the part concerning the children and teaching the children while they are young. It is so important. It is so important. I learned to pray at an early age because I was in the church, and I was taken to church by my great aunt. I was taken to church by neighbors, and it was such a blessing for me because at that time neither my mother or father were you know, saved. So I learned how to pray at an early age, a very early age, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that because it helped me along the way as a young woman growing up, and later it helped me to pray when things didn't seem to be going right and I wasn't sure which way to go, and I would pray and I would ask the Lord, and he would give me instructions, and I thank God for that, and it's something that has stayed with me all of my life. And
yeah.
I praise God for that. And speaking of wisdom, it is so important that we seek godly wisdom. You
yes.
know, so often people are caught up in their own wisdom, their
mm-hmm.
own way, their own mother wit, they even call it. And and so that's not going to work for us. We need to have the wisdom of God. Have the wisdom
yes.
of God. And the Bible tells us that the beginning of wisdom having the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And it's
yes.
so true, because when we come to that place in our lives where we fear God, and the kind of fear it's talking about is a reverence type of fear.
Yes.
When we respect God, when we honor God, you know, when we glorify him, knowing who he is and knowing that he is greater than anyone, anything,
yeah.
praise God, then it's easier for us
yes.
to learn the wisdom of God and to grow
yes, ma'am.
In
that's,
his wisdom.
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
Because then
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Open to him, open to what he wants for us, what his will is for us. All right. And so we can gain wisdom that way. And as I believe Apostle Cook, you said earlier that we can by having a closer relationship with God, it's another
yes.
way that we
yes.
gain wisdom, because we're learning his ways, his
That's
characteristics.
Right.
You know, how he
That's
handles
right.
things, how he loves all of us, no matter what.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, you know, we gain that wisdom to do the same as
That's
he.
That's right.
You know, and by wisdom, you said a house is built, and then it's also established, you know.
Established
a house can
I
be
built,
but if,
yes.
but if things are not in order, when things are not established, you know, it's not a good
yes.
house.
That's
praise
right.
Praise God.
Y'all work
yes,
right.
praise God. And you know, we should train our children. I've been truly blessed. I wanted children. It didn't work out for me, but having my own, birthing my own. But I thank God that he still allowed me to be a mother. I fostered children, but I also adopted four, and I thank
Amen.
God for that. You know, I actually wanted to adopt two of each, and the Lord allowed it.
Yeah,
I have two sons and two daughters, and so
Amen.
So God is good to us.
Praise
but
God.
They needed training. They needed training.
Yes.
They have to be trained.
Yeah,
you know? And
Amen.
So the Lord used me and allowed me to train them. And they had their rules, but they also had rewards, you know.
Amen.
They were also told when they were good, but they were also
That's
told
right.
when they were naughty as well, praise God.
That's right.
And they were disciplined, you know, and it wasn't never abuse or even never a thought of abuse, praise God. But they didn't get by with everything either. You know,
that's
and I know,
right. Amen.
That, I know that that's not God.
I
will.
Know that's right.
And, praise God.
Yeah.
But I taught them to be respectful, how to treat others, how to respect others, and so on. And so I'm seeing that in most of them today. So I
Amen.
Thank God for it. And
Hallelujah.
I enjoyed
Hallelujah.
Every comment I heard. It was beautiful.
Amen. Me too. Me too. So as a matter of fact, I love them so much, I'm going to recap them. Okay. So what can we do to instill godly wisdom into our children, into new converts? First of all, as we seek godly wisdom, since we know we have to seek godly wisdom, we need to encourage our children to ask God
yes.
for godly wisdom and spiritual wisdom.
Yes.
Word of God says those who seek wisdom ask God.
That's right. That's
so
right.
we need to go to God. So we have to constantly encourage our children to ask God for spiritual wisdom. Listen, and when our children, I heard this from Mother Matty and Apostle Zeta and everybody, when our children come to us with a problem, or a new convert comes to us with a problem,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we first need to ask them, have you prayed? And then we need to be ready to pray with them.
That's
okay?
right. Amen.
Be ready to pray with them. Don't just walk away.
Yeah. Right.
Be ready
right.
to pray with them.
Right.
And then I say, I challenge you to go one step further. Pull out your Bible and
yeah.
then go to the concordance and seek
yeah.
Bible verses that address the specific question your child is asking you.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
And then encourage them to memorize them. And you know. You can read Proverbs to help your child understand how they gain wisdom, knowledge, discernment, joy, blessings, and a
yes.
lot, long life from Jesus himself. So, you know, you
Amen.
Can always take your child right on over to the book of Proverbs.
Yes.
Again, we you know, we were all of the daughters of Naomi, all of the mothers, all of the sisters, let it, we have said it. We said it once. We said it again. We said it again. We have to model godly wisdom. Like Minister Tina said, we got to go to the throne instead of the phone. You know, we can't be out on the phone talking all bad about our kids. We have to be a model.
Amen.
And what I want you to think about is, do you make decisions rashly or without much thought? Think about this. Do you rush ahead and consider the consequences later? Like my sister said, your children model what you do.
Yes.
They will think and act the way you live. So we
mm-hmm.
have to strive to be mature and thoughtful in our own decision making for ourselves, for our family. And then, you know what will
yes.
help? Sometimes you need to explain your thought process to your kids when it is appropriate.
Yes.
I mean, you can
Amen.
Teach them a great deal. For example, you can teach them about being wise with money by talking
Amen.
About the family budget and which spending decisions
yes.
make sense, you know.
Yes.
You can talk to them about how to be wise with their money by allowing them to get a paper route and then showing
mm-hmm.
them how to budget their money out. You can teach a teen about being in wise relationships, okay?
Yeah.
Because you see, and see, because the time to tell young people about fornication is not three
yeah.
children in.
That's
okay.
Right.
So we
mm-hmm.
need to be telling them now. We need to be telling them the pros and the cons and the consequences and the risks that come with that.
Amen.
We need to teach our children to stop and think. That's what I heard from the comments. We got to train our children
yeah.
to pause and
mm-hmm.
consider their choices for more than a millisecond. We live
Amen.
In one of these microwave generations. You know, these millenniums, they live in them with me right now. Now, 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 now.
Yes.
You
right.
know, and it can be something as simple as if it's a choice related to food, you can ask them to consider whether it's healthy food or not.
That's right.
You can ask them, you know, what have they already eaten or how long is it going to be to the next meal? If it's relating
mm-hmm.
to something like a friendship or other relationships, train them to ask if what they're about to do is kind or if it's fair or if
Amen.
They want another person to do the same thing to them.
Amen. Yes.
See, that's what happened. A sound mind is about sound judgment, having that self-control to slow down
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
think about choices, because that's 90%
right.
of the battle. And then we must give them a standard to live by, which is the Bible. Because
Amen.
Once your child has learned how to stop and think, they need a reliable reliable standard of behavior and choices to check themselves against. And I don't know no better place for timeless wisdoms and words to live by than Proverbs, like I said.
Amen.
Teach your children what it has to say about the kinds of decisions that they're going to face every day. And they'll have a grid through which to make those tough calls. Even if they don't have the guts to follow through and do the wise thing right now, at least you will have taught them what the standard is and what they should
Amen.
Be working for.
Right.
Then I heard my sisters and daughters of Naomi say, we should teach folks, our children, how to be humble, because in order to do all of this that we talked about on tonight, we must have humility. Therefore, we must teach them humility.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See, now, I know it's a completely separate character trait, but what I've come to recognize is humble people are the ones that realize they don't have all the answers.
That's
and they're
right.
going to go seek wise counsel when they are faced with a significant choice.
Amen.
So we need
Amen.
To work to instill humility in our children and train them to seek wisdom from trusted sources all the days of their lives and to ask God to give them wisdom. After all,
Amen.
It's a promise they can rely on. If any of you lack
Amen.
Wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James
right.
chapter 1, verse 5. And what you look, tell your children's Bible stories about young people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
David was
Amen.
A young man when he killed Goliath. Solomon was 12 years old when he became a king. Have a read the first king. Or you know what? Share a personal story of something you've
yeah.
done that was a wise choice. And then explain
yeah.
the process to the child. Tell them what you decided, why you decided that way, and why you did not decide to do something differently.
Mm-hmm.
Express to them that others will look up to them if they wish to gain godly wisdom.
Yes.
Because I don't care whether you're saved or whether you're not. All intelligent people like people that give wise advice.
That's right.
Thanks to God, wisdom builds confidence and confidence. See, when you build that confidence, they will have the confidence to step out on faith when they are equipped with the word of God. When they are sensitive to the things of God, they will be sensitive to others. They will not mind serving others. They will not mind mm-hmm. obeying God, because they will be obeying their parents, and they will be
Amen.
Modeling what you have demonstrated. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Amen. Apostle Zeta to pray, and I will close our program. I pray that you all have truly gleaned something from tonight's program, and we just pray
Amen.
That you will teach your children, truly train them up so
yes.
that they will walk in wisdom, so that they will walk in with good judgment, so they will walk with discernment. Apostle Zeta,
yes,
would you please pray?
Yes, yes, I will. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful teaching on tonight. And we thank you for what we got out of it. And we thank you for others that have listened
yes.
in or will listen in later, what they will get out of it as well.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just lift up our children everywhere.
Yes, Lord
In the name
God.
Of Jesus. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. Those that are
yes.
listening in tonight, the leaders and everyone, we lift up, first of all, we lift up their children. We lift up your grandchildren, great grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you would touch in their lives. In the name of Jesus,
God.
Oh, God, that you would watch over them, that you would guide, lead them in the name of Jesus. And give them your wisdom, Lord, your wisdom.
Yes.
Help us and help others, Lord, to instill your wisdom in them.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh, God, that they will know your power. They will know your love in the name of Jesus. And that they will be strengthened by you. Hallelujah, that they will not stumble and fall by the wayside, but they will continue in you, Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just praise you tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you have entrusted us with our children, with other people's children. Hallelujah. Even given us spiritual children. We thank you for all of that. And we thank you that you have allowed us and entrusted us to have a part in their lives. We thank you for it, Lord.
God.
We pray for ourselves that you continue to impart in us, Lord, that we might impart even more into them in the name of Jesus, and that they will stay with you, Lord, that they will continue in the faith, hallelujah, that they will really truly know you, and that they also, hallelujah, will be strong enough and wise enough to impart that into others' lives in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it. We thank you for this teaching on tonight. We thank you for Apostle Cook. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her.
Bless
we
you.
Pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless the ministry in each and every one
thank
of us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, be with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us. Hallelujah. Keep us in your care. Keep us well,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if there's
Lord.
Any sick among us tonight, we ask, Lord,
touch
that you would
Jesus.
Heal. If anyone has need of a miracle, we pray for that miracle
Lord
to come
God.
Forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We praise you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you are within the sound of my voice, our voices tonight, we pray that you have heard something that has blessed you. Listen, for those of you who are not connected, hallelujah, to the wise one, Father God, the standard bearer of all wisdom, it would be a wise decision for you to lay down your will and become sensitive to the things of God and his will for your life. And all you have to do is to go to him with a sincere heart. You don't have to be dressed up. You don't have to be in a brick and mortar church, but you just need to go to God, to the Lord Jesus, and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Please come into my life and save me for your name's sake.
Yes.
And then teach me your way so that I can walk in your wisdom and so that I might be used by thee. Teach me your precepts, O God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that I might be sensitive to all of your way. And your will for my life so that I might be sensitive to the needs of others. And I pray this and all other things in your Son Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Daughters of Naomi, hallelujah, with myself, Apostle Shalene Cook, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and our beautiful mothers and supporters from the Good Shepherd in Oakland, California. We have Mother Givens and Mother Mackie. And I am so grateful to all of these beautiful ladies for taking the time out of their busy schedules to come out and share some wisdom, hallelujah, with
thank
the people
you, Lord.
Of God.
Thank you, Lord.
So on behalf of all of us, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household, and from the household of Good Shepherd.
Yes.
We bid you
yes.
peace and blessings, and may you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. We love you, beautiful ladies. I love
good
you, beautiful
night.
Sisters.
We love
good
you.
Night.
Love
God
you
bless
too.
You.
Too.
Too.
God
love
bless
you.
God bless
you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you,
thank you
ladies. God bless
you.
Good
all.
Night.
Love you all. Love you all. God bless you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.